Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Just before we took a break, we were talking about trading discipline. And Michael, you were talking to us a little bit about what long positions and how to position there, but you can also profit from a short position if you think a market or a valuation is too high or a market is you know, set to underperform.
Yeah, and so we wanted to kind of get an idea of what are the different methods or ideas you can bring into a portfolio to profit and protect in every kind of market position. And so we've got Michael Sagar, Vice President of Multi-Asset and Currency at CIBC Asset Management. Michael, let's go right to that point there when we're talking about long and short. Most people understand long, buy low, sell high. The opposite is what you're talking about when it comes to short, but that sounds scary to many people. Tell us how together that actually gives you that profit and protection that you've been talking about last segment.
Yeah, well, it's relatively straightforward, and I don't think it's people should be worried about it at all. It's a very straightforward process. The idea is that, you know, we have an insight, and we want to benefit from both sides of that insight. So if we think something's going up, on the other side, we may also identify something that's going down at the same time. So rather than just investing in half of that idea, let's invest in both sides and really maximize the opportunity to add value. So an example, the most straightforward would be in currencies. We think that some emerging market currencies look very attractive over the long term because of their underlying growth potential. The economy of Russia, for example, or Indonesia in the long term, we think is going to be very strong. So we want to be exposed to that insight by being long the Russian ruble or the Indonesian rupiah. On the other side of that, we think the Japanese yen is very expensive. The yen tends to not do well in an environment of relatively good growth. So let's pair those two ideas up. Let's go long, for example, the Russian ruble and short the yen. Put those two together and we could really profit from both sides of that. We do it in a very risk-controlled, disciplined way, but it fits very well in a strategy like Mars.
Let's take a look at going forward now. Mm-hmm. With all the tools in your tool belt, forecasting the next, let's say, 3, 6, 12 months out, what do you see happening, and what tools are you prepared to use out of your tool belt?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it's certainly clear that market uncertainty has picked up a lot in the last 2 or 3 months. I mentioned that hawkish tilt from the US Federal Reserve. That's introduced uncertainty into the market. What's the Fed going to do over the next 6 to 12 months? And is it something different than the market expected? The Delta COVID variant, definitely increasing uncertainty about economic growth prospects. You know, we think that both are relevant risks, but we also think the market's probably overstating them. So we're comfortable with our view on growth, a relatively constructive view. We also think the market is probably downplaying inflation. You know, if you look at bond yields, they've fallen quite significantly over the last couple of months, suggests that the bond market thinks the inflation scare's over. We don't think it's quite the time to be making that call yet. So let's stay focused on some asset classes that can benefit from inflation. We're still long oil and gold, for example. Let's look for opportunities to add to our positions that will benefit from growth. If we're right and the market is too pessimistic, then those positions will benefit as the market comes to our view. So let's stay positioned long in Europe, where we think growth is going to be strongest, for example. Let's be still long in those emerging market cyclical currencies too. So those would be some of the ideas that percolate out from our view and how we're different from the market.
You know, Dave, I was listening to Michael and his points, and look at all the different opportunities that the world presents. When you look at some of the peers in our industry, they are dealing with very few tools. Mm-hmm. Some will just look in Canada. Mm-hmm. Some might even venture out to this other market called the United States, right? Some might even put in bonds in the portfolio. God forbid they actually try to do that, you know? Right. But to actually look at commodities, currency, equities, different geographical location, as well as fixed income, mm-hmm. this multi-asset process provides a bit more comfort knowing that you're not taking on more risk, but you're not losing out on opportunity.
Right. And then overlay that with the additional disciplines. A trading discipline allows you to be both long and short, right? Which creates an entirely different set of risk and return characteristics.
Yeah. And so I think when Michael, when you're looking at what the multi-asset portfolio does, where does it fit in a person or a client's portfolio? Where does it fit overall? We've got a couple minutes left before we have to go to break, but I find that too many people, when they come for a second opinion to Dave or myself, it's they are diversified in Canada, which means they only own Canadian stocks. They may have American stocks, but they don't have these multi-asset and different currencies. So where does that type of a portfolio fit when you have the average Canadian invested in just Canadian stocks or
yeah,
U.S.
home
stocks?
Court bias, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it absolutely offers more diversification. I think you guys are right that geographic diversification, asset class diversification, think about time diversification as well. Oftentimes, people invest in opportunities that have the same horizon. But how about having some long-term investments and some a little bit shorter term? So mix all of those different sources of return and risk, and you can provide a really diversifying source of return, whether you're a fixed income centric investor or whether you're an equity centric investor. It's going to be accretive and very helpful.
That's fantastic. I think that's the kind of information that the average investor, even the average advisor,
sure,
needs to kind of present to the public. You know, Michael, I want to thank you for joining us today. What's some great information you gave us?
Always a pleasure, guys.
We've been joined by Michael Sagers, the Vice President, Multi-Asset and Currency at CIBC Asset Management. We got to figure out how to take all of this, put it together in a big, you know, big strategy that gives the risk, gives the right risk, gives the right return, and allows people ultimately to live the lifestyle that they want in retirement.
And we'll be talking about that at our next webinar on Tuesday, August 24th, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Well, stick around after the break. Can stressing about your family actually ruin your retirement? You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.